Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Alabama lawmakers will face another grim budget outlook when they return to Montgomery next year. Governor Robert Bentley says he wants their ideas for long-term solutions instead of a one-year money fix. Bentley has asked legislative leaders to bring him ideas in advance of the 2015 session. Republican Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh of Anniston says he wants legislators to make bold changes to try to solve the state's long-term problems. Marsh says nearly everything is on the table for discussion, including merging the state's two budgets. The move would likely spark staunch opposition from education groups. Marsh says new taxes are not necessary, but he wants to review tax breaks the state is currently offering. Marsh, Bentley, and many legislators face re-election in November. Governor Robert Bentley will be receiving help in his re-election bid today. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is in Alabama to stump for Bentley. Alabama Public Radio's Stan Ingold reports they will be in Birmingham.
Governors Bentley and Christie will make their first appearance shortly after 10 a.m. to meet with voters and the press at a retail shop. The pair will also attend a function of the Republican Governors Association in Birmingham, followed by an appearance with Bentley's re-election committee. The governors will then tour the Southern Research Institute in Birmingham. SRI is a not-for-profit contract research organization that looks into drug discovery, preclinical drug development, environmental protection, and renewable energy. Christie was the keynote speaker at the Republican National Convention in 2012 and is also considered a likely GOP candidate for president in 2016. Governor Bentley is up for his second term as governor. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Members of the Democratic National Committee will be in Philadelphia today and tomorrow to discuss and assess the city's ability to host the 2016 Democratic Convention. Birmingham is another of the five cities being considered. Others include Columbus, Ohio, New York, and Phoenix. Black bears have been in the news lately as reports of sightings seem to be on the rise. But whether that means there are more bears in Alabama is a big question. Todd Sturry, an Auburn professor who studies black bears, says there are likely more bears in the state. That includes a population in the Mobile area, some in northwest Alabama, and an influx in the northeast. He says some of the reasons could be natural because male bears tend to wander far from home to settle.
So some of it is inevitably that there are male bears in Georgia that just head off looking for a place to settle down and they find some nice habitat in Alabama. But some of it may be due to habitat loss or insufficient habitat, or you never really know for sure what the exact cause is.
Part of Sturry's research involves setting traps that don't catch the bears, but instead grab a bit of their hair that can be used for DNA analysis, and he hopes they'll be able to come up with an accurate black bear count using that method. Now for a look at the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Wednesday to you. We'll have a good supply of sun today. Lower humidity levels as temperatures top out in the upper 80s to near 90. Lows tonight in the low to mid 60s. Going to feel really nice starting off Thursday morning as well as Friday morning. Look for a good supply of sun through at least Saturday, but by Sunday, clouds will increase. A few scattered storms late in the weekend and early next week. Otherwise, we will stay hot and dry through the first half of the weekend. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.